your presence, all of you who are with us here in person, and all of you who are joining us online. We're starting just a couple minutes early because we have a lot of announcements to get through this morning. So one is that the Silly Group is going to be going to Patterson Farms on March 30th, the Saturday before Easter. There's an egg hunt, all kinds of different fun farm activities and games. But the RSVP to Anna Nelson is today so that she can go ahead and get tickets for everybody. So if you or someone you know is interested in that, talk to Anna before you leave today. Also, Easter is in 3 weeks, right? We're thinking about Palm Sunday in 2 weeks. That means Easter is in 3 weeks. So we've got the forms. If you want to have an Easter designation, you can get an Easter lily for $15, or you can donate to the backpack program for $15. These forms are in the newsletter. They're also on the counter in the narthex and on the table at the end of the ramp, if that is something you want to do as well. We have church council tomorrow evening at 7. We have our midweek meal and worship service starting at 5:30 and 6:30 on Wednesday. With Easter approaching, be mindful that our Monday-Thursday service and Good Friday services are coming. Make sure you have those on your calendar. They're going to be at 7 o'clock each of those evenings. We are hoping to welcome some new members into our congregation on Easter morning. I've already had a couple of people reach out to me with interest. If you are interested in becoming a new member of Holly Grove Lutheran Church, please speak with me after worship or send me a message so that I can reach out to you and talk to you about some of those details. But if you are interested in becoming a new member, please let me know. What do you think it's time for, Brantley? Some birthdays? Birthdays. We have a few birthdays this week. Mike Wilson, Lindsay Black, Terry Clark, Ty Heitman, and Gavin Ferguson. And Matt Parsons is celebrating his baptism. Let us pray.
What's on your one heart today, sing grace, bless the God, new baby, stand to understand, and go for Jesus, so always would for your other business, and oh, what a city, apologize, I was, you find a woman.
Our Lord, amen. Thank you, Brantley. And we have three prayer shawls this morning. The first is for Marion Eberwine, who is Terry Clark's mother. She had surgery this past Tuesday and has had some complications, including pneumonia, and has actually been in ICU on a ventilator. And so we are going to bless this very soft prayer shawl for Marion. We have a baby blanket to bless for Dallas Grubb, who is Dottie Curry's first great-great grandchild, Daisy's son, for those of you that know all of the links in the family tree. So this is Brantley's cousin, Dallas, that we're going to bless that blanket for. And this one is for Kelly Case, who is a friend of Pat Elder's daughter, and she lost someone, and so we're going to bless this for her. Let us pray. God, we give you thanks for the gift of prayer, that you always hear us when we come to you with the thoughts in our minds and our hearts. And we lift up to you this morning Dallas and Marion and Kelly. We ask that you would bless Dallas as he grows, that he would grow just like Jesus did, in wisdom and in stature, in favor with you and all people. We ask that you would bless Kelly as she deals with her grief and navigates the grief journey. And we ask that you would be with Marion as you continue to heal her body so that she can recover from the pneumonia and her surgery. We ask that all three of these prayer shawls Be blessed with our love and care so that as these folks feel the weight of these upon them, they would also feel the love and care that we have for them here at Holly Grove Lutheran Church. In Jesus' name, amen. Let us prepare our hearts for worship as we listen to the prelude. Please stand as you are able. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God who makes a way in the wilderness, who walks with us, and who guides us on our pilgrimage. Amen. Holy One, we confess that we have wandered far from you. We have not trusted your promises. We have ignored your prophets in our own day. We have squandered our inheritance of grace. We have failed to recognize you in our midst. Have mercy on us. Forgive us and turn us again to you.
Teach us to
follow in your ways and assure us again of your love and help us to love our neighbor. Amen. Beloved in Christ, the Word draws near to you. In Jesus, God comes to you again and again and gathers you under wings of love. In Jesus' name, your sins are forgiven. God journeys with you and teaches you how to live in love. Amen.
Oh,
the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Let us pray. O God, rich in mercy, by the humiliation of your Son, you lifted up this fallen world and rescued us from the hopelessness of death. Lead us into your light, that all our deeds may reflect your love. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated, and I'd like to invite the children forward for a children's message. And maybe a couple of the confirmands could come too, since there aren't as many children this morning. Good morning, Sawyer. Good morning, Nora. Good morning, Calvin. Good morning, Conrad. Good morning, Brantley. Good morning, Brody over there. Well, in just a few minutes, we are going to read the gospel lesson, which includes the verses from John 3:16 and 3:17, which are really famous and a lot of people have them memorized. And part of John 3 says, "For God so loved the world." And the world means everything that God created. And the psalm that we're going to read when you all go to children's church, it lists all kinds of things in creation that praise God. And I thought maybe you could help me think about how some of these things praise God. Because I think when we think about humans praising God, we think, well, we sing, we worship, we pray. Those are some of the ways we praise God. But this says, praise the Lord, sun and moon. Yeah, the sun. How do you think the sun and moon praise God? Sawyer? By shining? Yeah, by shining, just by being the sun and just by being the moon. How about shining stars? Brantley, how do you think the shining stars praise God? Do you think they praise God by shining bright? Yes. Well, how about this? Praise the Lord from the earth, you sea monsters and all of the deep. And probably what they meant when they wrote that, because it was thousands of years ago and they didn't have words for them yet, were things like sharks and whales, maybe an octopus. They thought maybe those were sea monsters, because if you think about it, they're kind of big, and they kind of are. So how do you think a shark praises God? By sleeping? Yeah. How else? By helping the environment? By swimming? By eating? By eating? How about this? Praise God, fire and hail, snow and fog and wind. Have you ever thought about snow and rain and fog and wind? You don't like fire? Not even on candles? You do like that? But have you ever thought about those things praising God? How do you think they praise God? By being rain, by being snow, by being the fire, by being the wind. And so sometimes we think that just humans praise God, but I want us to be thinking about how all of creation praises God. And so much of creation praises God just by being itself and just by doing what God created it to do. The sun doesn't think about, how am I going to praise God today? Let me shine. The sun shines all the time. The sharks in the water and the whales, they praise God just by existing and by doing what God created them to do. And so I think it's really neat for us to think about how all of creation is created by God, all of creation is loved by God, all of creation praises God, because God so loved the world that God created it and God redeems it, and it praises God just like we do by thanking God for all that God has done. Will you pray with me? Oh, you just played with your hair? You want me to touch your hair? It's nice and curly this morning. I like it. You want me to scratch your arm too? Oh, no. Okay. Okay, let's pray. Good morning, God. Thank you for today. Thank you for each other. And thank you for our church. Thank you for all of creation. Help us to remember that you love the whole world and that the whole world praises you. Help our voices join the world in praise. We love you, God. Amen. You all may go to Children's Church with Jane if you'd like. I hear she has some teddy bear cookies, so that might be some incentive right there.
The psalm for today is Psalm 148. Praise the Lord from the heavens, praise God in the heights. Praise the Lord, all you angels. Sing praise, all you hosts of heaven. Praise the Lord, sun and moon. Sing praise, all you shining stars. Praise the Lord, heaven of heavens, and you waters above the heavens. Let them praise the name of the Lord, who commanded and they were created, who made them stand fast forever and ever, giving them a law that shall not pass away. Praise the Lord from the earth, you sea monsters and all deeps. Fire and hail, snow and fog, tempestuous wind, doing God's will. Mountains and all hills, fruit trees and all cedars. Wild beasts and all cattle, creeping things and flying birds. Sovereigns of the earth and all peoples, princes of the rulers of the world. Young men and maidens, old and young together. Let them praise the name of the Lord, whose name is only exalted
His splendor is
Gospel according to St. John, the third chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. And just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but may have eternal life. Indeed, God did not send the Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. Those who believe in him are not condemned, but those who do not believe are condemned already, because they have not believed in the name of the only Son of God. And this is the judgment, that the light has come into the world, and people loved darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For all who do evil hate the light, and do not come to the light, so that their deeds may not be exposed. But those who do what is true come to the light, so that it may be clearly seen that their deeds have been done in God. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. You may be seated. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God, our Father and Mother, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. It's lovely to me how so often the church calendar parallels or coincides with the Earth's calendar. Right? Think about how during Advent, as we prepare our hearts and our minds for the coming of Jesus, that it simultaneously gets darker and darker outside. In fact, the longest night of darkness in the entire year occurs right before Jesus comes. Right before the light of the world comes and illuminates everything. And now, during Lent, as we are preparing our hearts and our lives for the death and resurrection of Jesus, new life is bursting forth all around us. The daffodils and the hyacinths are blooming. The forsythias are a golden yellow. Even on cloudy and rainy days like yesterday, the brightness of them looks like sunshine in our yards. I've got two Bradford pear trees in my yard that in the last week have gone from teeny tiny buds to very full and beautiful white blooms. Creation will continue to bring forth new and beautiful life all throughout the 50-day season of Easter. Creation's way, I think, of praising God for the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. So we talked about in the children's sermon how all of creation praises God. We hear things like this in the Psalms, but I wonder how many of us really think about it. When we hear the wind blowing outside, when we look at the beautiful flowers, as the green grass starts to grow. Sometimes I think when my dog George lays on his back and wallows on the grass that maybe that's his way of praising God and having delight in the world around him. Today, I want us to think about John 3:16 and 3:17, about how God so loves the world that God sent Jesus to save it. And I want us to explore these two verses a little bit more in the context of Lent, as we are preparing ourselves and as creation is preparing itself for Jesus' death and resurrection. So there are three things that I want to lift up for us to ponder about these two verses. First, we cannot think about verse 16 without verse 17. They were never, ever meant to be separated. In fact, I know many of us have verse 16 memorized. Ideally, we would also memorize verse 17 so that they would always, always go together. Because you can't understand one without the other. God so loved the world that he gave his only son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but have eternal life. Indeed, God did not send the Son into the world to condemn it, but in order that the world might be saved through him. The emphasis on these verses is God's love. It's not condemnation, it's God's love. Because these verses, although they've been used in this way, they are never about contempt or exclusion. They are a proclamation of God's love for the whole world, for all of creation. God didn't send the Son into the world to condemn it, but in order that the world might be saved through him. Second, let's look at the tiny word, so. The Greek word in verse 16 that is translated into so means in this way, which is how the word so was used in 17th century English when the first English translation of the Bible came about. However, in modern English, we use the word so to mean very. Right? I love you so much. I love you very much. You are so smart. You're very smart. Or think of little kids. How big are you? So big, right? You're this big. You're very big. That means with our modern use of the word so, we think that verse 16 says, God loved the world very much. And while that's very true, that's not what verse 16 is saying. The Greek word that is translated as so means in this way. So verse 16 actually says, for God loved the world in this way, that God gave us Jesus. God loved the world in this way, that God gave us God's very self. God loved the world in this way, by becoming human. God loved the world in this way, graciously, mercifully, faithfully. God loved the world in this way. And last but certainly not least, God sent Jesus into the world to save it. The Greek word that we translate as world four times in these two verses is cosmos. Cosmos means the entire created world. Everything that God created. Sun and moon, stars, mountains, valleys, rivers, oceans, trees, grass, animals, plants. Every single thing that God created is contained in the cosmos. And so the verse says, for God loves the cosmos in this way. But again, we've sometimes mistranslated and misinterpreted this verse to limit God's love and salvation. Right? The whole creation and everything it contains is the scope of God's salvation, not just humankind. We know that Jesus saves us as humans. That is true. But again, that's not what this verse is saying either. It's saying that God loves the cosmos. God loves everything that God created. Sisters and brothers, all of creation is loved by God, and it has deep value to God because God created it and God redeems it, all of it. Jesus' death and resurrection affects the whole earth, the entire creation. Jesus, who was executed as a criminal among criminals, who suffered injustice and humiliation and shame on the cross, Jesus has brought God's reign of justice and love and mercy to all of creation. Through his death and resurrection, Jesus conquered sin, darkness, death, and in doing so, he saves the entire cosmos. And so if I were to translate this verse, I might do it in this way. For God loved everything that God created. The sun and the moon, the stars, the mountains and the valleys, rivers and oceans, humankind, fish, birds, cats, dogs, rabbits, insects, cows, horses, and every other kind of animal. God loves trees and grass, daffodils and tulips and zinnias and dahlias, and every other flower and plant that God created. For God loved everything that God created in this way, in this gracious and merciful and faithful way, by giving us Jesus. In this gracious and merciful and faithful way, God entered into life on earth by becoming human. Not to condemn everything that God created, but in order that everything, absolutely everything that God created, might be saved. Thanks be to God for a love like this. Amen.
Thank you.
together in hope and trust, let us confess our faith together. I believe in God, the Father Almighty,
creator of heaven and earth.
I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Trusting in God's promise to reconcile all things, let us pray for the church, the well-being of creation, and a world in need. Gracious God, your love unites. Give vision to the global church and foster cooperation in mission. Increase interreligious understanding and ecumenical dialogue. Make your church a sanctuary for all fleeing persecution, disaster, and war. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Creating God, your love enlivens. Restore balance to the earth's fragile habitats. Preserve wilderness lands, rainforests, and wildlife. Cleanse oceans and rivers. Make us good stewards of the earth. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Righteous God, your love liberates. We give thanks for all those who courageously witness to your liberating love. Free all people from the evils of racism, religious strife, and hatred. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Merciful God, your love heals. Strengthen health care workers, first responders, and caregivers. Relieve all who live with chronic illness and pain. We especially pray for Bill, Paul and Carolina, Bobby and Jana, Scott, Kara, Joe, Neil, Mike, Anna, Jim, our friends and family listed in the bulletin, and those we name aloud on our lips or silently in our hearts. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Incarnate God, your love enlightens. Open our hearts and minds to fresh understandings of our faith. Deepen our love for you and for one another. Teach us to pray for our enemies. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Abiding God, your love saves. Those who died in the faith are made alive in Christ. We give thanks for your promise that we also will be raised to newness of life. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Accompany us on our journey, God of grace. And receive the prayers of our hearts. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always. I invite you to share Christ's peace with those around you. Peace, Brantley. Yes, please. Not today. When I do it.
Thank you. Let us pray together.
Jesus, you are the bread of life and the host of this meal. Bless these gifts that we have gathered, that all people may know your goodness. Feed us not only with this holy food, but with hunger for justice and peace. We pray this in your name. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ. You call your people to cleanse their hearts and prepare with joy for the Paschal feast, that renewed in the gift of baptism, we may come to the fullness of your grace. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. God of our weary years, God of our silent tears, you have brought us this far along the way. In times of bitterness, you did not abandon us, but guided us into the path of love and light. In every age, you sent prophets to make known your loving will for all humanity. The cry of the poor has become your own cry. Our hunger and thirst for justice is your own desire. In the fullness of time, you sent your chosen servant to preach good news to the afflicted, to break bread with the outcast and despised, and to ransom those in bondage to sin and prejudice. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." And again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sins. Do this for the remembrance of me." Remembering, therefore, his death and resurrection, we await the day when Jesus shall return to free all the earth from the bonds of slavery and death. Come, Lord Jesus. Send your Holy Spirit, our advocate, to fill the hearts of all who share this bread and cup with courage and wisdom to pursue love and justice in all the world. Come, Spirit of Freedom. Join our prayers and praise with your prophets and martyrs of every age, that rejoicing in the hope of the resurrection, we might live in the freedom and hope of your Son. Through him, with him, and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty God, now and forever. Amen. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Here is bread for the journey, a feast for hungry hearts. Come.
Thank you.
For the table blessing. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace. Amen.
Let us pray together. Merciful God, accompany our Lenten journey. Renew us in the gift of baptism, that we may provide for those who are poor. Pray for those in need. Fast from self-indulgence, and above all that we may find our treasure in the life of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Beloved children of God, we are God's own people. Excuse me, holy, washed and renewed. God bless you and keep you, shower you with mercy, fill you with courage, and give you peace. Amen.
All right. Now we just say all of Mrs. David.
As the united people of God, under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, our purpose is to provide worship and Christian education and respond in loving action to a living world.
Okay. Go in peace. Jesus walks with you. Thanks to God.